Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's all about being transparent, brutally honest, biblically sound, and even bringing in a little laughter every now and then, because we have not arrived.
Amen.
And we do this out of the simple command that says, give away freely what you have received freely.
Amen.
And that's why we do what we do. And so I'm glad that you're here today listening to us. We speak primarily to men, but we know that on occasion we have a what we call the stealthy women that are listening in, because they are concerned about the men in their life, whether that be a father or a husband or a brother or a whatever that might look like. They want to know what's going on with my men that are in my life, and or what can I do to help them out with. And
what better way to find out about a show that talks about men, huh?
That's right. That's right. But we talk primarily to men, so although there are others who listen, the principles sometimes apply to every gender.
Across the board.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's only two genders, right?
Well, across, I was thinking age, too.
I understand what you're saying. In the studio with me today,
think of something. That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm going to be kind. CJ's in the house.
Thank you.
Good to have you, brother.
Thanks. Got a beer.
What do you mean, thank you?
Well, usually it's like Mr. Clean, Jessica, all kind of nicknames.
You know,
the thorn in my side.
Those are days in the past. Those are gone. Those are in the past.
A week ago?
Okay, well, whatever. Still in the past, a week ago. I mean, a minute ago was the past.
Yeah.
It could change. Uh-huh. Things could change here any moment now. All right. Well, we have a topic that we're going to be talking about for the main topic, about trust. You know, trust has a lot of different avenues that we could go down. But we're going to talk primarily, and we're going to start out with trust and what that means. And in a sense, what does that mean in a relationship with God? And does trust issues in our lives in the past have a bearing on what takes place in our life today, et cetera, et cetera? Hmm. So you might stay tuned. You might hear something you haven't heard, or you might
get reminded.
Be reminded. Mm-hmm. There you go. So in the meantime, we always like to kind of kick things off. Not kind of. We're just going to kick them off with a little bit of encouragement. I like that. You already know.
I'm already.
But you're already ready with encouragement?
I'm already ready with encouragement.
I wasn't even going to ask you.
I was going to do it. I don't care. So the encouragement is no matter how many times you do something stupid, okay, that is sin, okay, just continue to ask God for the grace to fix it and to repent. I think, and I always say this, is that one of the things that hinders our belief and our trust in God is the unrepentance in our heart. And I think it's very important to repent even at the smallest immoral thing, immoral thought that we have. So, and that comes in with us doing stupid things. We'll start entertaining certain things, and then we'll do or say something that's dumb. So, and I know myself that I get pretty mad at myself, especially if I say something stupid that just isn't edifying or exhorting. If I'm, you know, having fun, making fun of someone, I take it too far. It's just like, why did I do that? But the encouragement is to continue to plead with God to give you grace to not do those stupid, sinful things, and just know that He's merciful and patient as long as we're trying as hard as we can to seek Him and to please Him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Well, I think that was good.
All right.
Amen. I was laughing at you beating up on yourself. Yeah, just about all the things that you have done. Said. Yeah. And that's not unusual for men to do that sort of thing.
No, it's not. It's, and, we revert back real quick. I know I do, to childlike behavior sometimes. And just, I'm a kid again. All of a sudden, I'm just doing stupid things.
Yeah.
So
most of the wives and I end up talking with them. They say, why is my husband like this? I say, well, because he might be 38 years of age, but he's really 19 years old inside. And
we do revert back once in a while.
Anyway, so it's all good. It's all good. We want to let's just kind of delve right into this thing on trust. And, you know, one of the things about trust is so important. It's part of relationships. It's part of every relationship that we have. Mm. Trust is, I mean, you either trust and believe that the person you're talking with
is true, and
true. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to believe. But then the world, and I should say the longer we're on this earth, we come to understand that through confusion of not, why did that person say that, or why did that person do that? Even as a child, looking up as our adults, you know, you realize that when there's discipline, you go, whoa, I must, you know, that I did something not correct, or why am I being?
Yeah, that's my dad.
Why am I spanking
me? Uh-huh.
You know, why? You know, not sure I understand. Now, does that mean you don't trust him? Well, it's a sort of a, you got to communicate in a sense of knowing that something is not.
Well, it's the same thing with my kids, with especially Dorian, my oldest, more so than my youngest, who's 8. My youngest one's 3. Sometimes I do correct him and tell him certain things. I'll say, you don't understand it now, but you just need to trust me and know that what I'm telling you is true, and just have faith that what I'm telling you is the correct way. And if he didn't know me, and I think this is the key of a relationship with God and trusting him is knowing him deeply and intimately. The reason why I'm able to trust my wife, the reason why my son is able to trust me, is because I know him and I know my wife, and we know each other deeply, intimately. We know one another. We spend time with each other. And so we know the character of one another, and so then that allows us to trust each other. So the same thing with our relationship with God. If we don't spend that intimate time with him, we're going to have a very, very hard time trusting him and what his word says.
The meaning of trust, I've pulled this up, and it says a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Hmm. Okay? It's a belief. It's a belief.
You're believing, you're hoping that what they say is true and correct.
Yeah, and all of these things, yes. Mm-hmm. And whether all of these things, okay? It's anyway, so it goes on and mentions here, relations have to be built on trust, okay? And synonyms are confidence, belief, faith, certainty, assurance, conviction, credence, reliance. Good relationships are built on trust.
Well, that, and I think that stems from knowing them. Yeah, if I didn't spend intimate time with my wife, I'm not going to know her or be able to trust her.
And that's where the belief comes in. Okay, we actually end up doing that sort of thing. And you hit it right on the head. You know, you just went right to it and said, unless I spend time with the Lord, I'm not going to know who he is.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't know who somebody is, I'm not going to trust them.
No.
I mean, I see somebody down the road, and, yeah, he might look like he's got it all together and everything. Mm-hmm. But my experience, and even as a child, it doesn't matter. There are certain things you're not going to trust somebody and until they can prove or show you that they are trustworthy.
Well, it's if you own a company and someone comes up and says off the street, hey, go ahead, I'll take care of your business. I'll run it while you're gone. Go ahead, do your vacation. I got this. The chance, let me put it this way, you're going to be very ignorant if you let that person take over your business while you're gone, because you never established that relationship with him to be able to build that trust.
Right.
And let me read out of, let me backtrack, Isaiah 26, 3. You, that is God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is to keep our mind on him at all times so that we can learn to trust in him.
Yep.
And if we don't, that means we study him in the morning, at night. We talk about him. We pray to him.
Right.
We fellowship with other brothers and sisters or family. And especially with the families, we teach them, the little ones coming up. And then that builds their trust with God, too, so that when things come upon them, that they can hold fast to the Lord as well, because they
Absolutely.
Are being taught the attributes and the characters of God so that they know what he's like and can believe his promises in the Bible.
Absolutely.
So,
But part of that, what ends up taking place, even prior to that, as an example, you're a Sunday school teacher, okay? I mean,
we'll
that's
try.
Just, I mean, you are. You teach young children,
five, six, seven,
about God, okay, but they get to that place of trusting you. It took a little while from the very first time that you were in there.
That's true.
They didn't say yes and all of this. They tested the waters.
They sure
okay?
did. Yeah. the thing is, that's insane, crazy that you brought that up because it in the last I've been doing it for a couple months and. Maybe 3 months, 2 or 3 months. Anyways, in the last few weeks, the kids now, they'll be making me stuff in there. They can't wait for me to come in. They see me, and they're all over me.
Yeah.
But the first, as you said, the first few times, it wasn't like that. They're pretty. I mean, I'm kind of tall, so I was intimidating to them and everything else. So they
the giant.
Yeah.
The giant's here. Run!
So and they did test the water, see what they could get away with. And then once they found out what I was about, they knew that I wasn't going to falter or change. They knew what I was like. Then I think they settled in.
That you weren't there to beat them up. You weren't there to yell at them. Mm-hmm. You weren't there to be anything mean to them. If anything, you were there to show them some things that would be beneficial in their life.
Yeah, well, to help their walk with God, to know that they're in the world and that they're in a fight. So to teach them how to defend themselves with the Word of God. So,
All right.
And they wouldn't believe me if I went in there and was abusive to them, and rightfully so. They shouldn't.
Right.
And the same thing with fathers out there. If you're like that with your sons, they're not gonna. You know, trust you or take your word, I should say.
So in a sense, you have to, if you're trying to gain trust from someone, okay, you have to show your, like we mentioned before, being trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to see you. They have to spend time with you. They've got to know that when they see you that, okay, you're going to do this or you're not going to do that.
Yeah.
And you're not going to do that. You always do this.
Yeah, well, what you say is your word, and you're going to do as best as you can. And and so that they can follow you too, especially with leaders in the church or with fathers, that your family needs to be able to trust that they can lead you.
Right. So let me ask you, when your very first time that you taught the class, okay, was there a parent or somebody else that introduced you to them, or was it just you and the kids?
It was just me and the kids,
okay.
I believe.
So they didn't have someone that came in and said, oh, this is CJ or Mr. Warren, and he's going to be teaching you guys.
Well, let me put it this way. If it did, it was very short because I don't remember it.
Yes, okay.
So it wasn't anything that they probably took
would
in.
Remember. Yes, yeah.
So,
okay, I need to pay attention because this guy, you know, he's going to be our new guy.
Yeah, so and I actually told the lady running it that most parents probably wouldn't want me doing because I'm different than most Sunday school teachers, I think.
So with this, a lot of the kids have, and just curious here, I know this isn't about you, but I'm trying to get to a place of where this trust can be seen in a sense. So these kids, what age bracket are they? What
5, 6, 7, around
okay.
there.
Yeah. All, so they're
5 to 7 years
moving
old.
Around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Are they all potty trained?
Yes.
Okay. So
thank God.
Yes, but they if they have to go to the bathroom, they usually let you know.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we got. I'll go with the boys.
Right.
Someone else goes with the girls.
Yes. Yeah. They let you know they've got to go. Et cetera. Right. So, in essence, there has been a trust that they know that they can say something to you, and you're not going to get upset with them.
Yes.
Because they have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And so, but that probably took some time. I'm sure the first few times that someone, each one of them asked you, maybe not all of them have asked you yet.
Yeah.
But
I would agree. And actually, I think They tend to, because there's a younger girl who helps me do all the, in there helping me out, doing all the arts and crafts stuff, because that's just not me. Praise God
for
women.
Crafty, yes.
Praise God for women who have that heart and can do that, because I
people
can't.
People that have that, because there are some men that have there, that, too, yes.
Yes, but typically it's
you're looking
moms.
Right.
So they, especially the first few times, they're leaning more towards... I think her and
sure,
because she just women are more, you know, I think comforting, especially in a new position, new
in
place
every
for little
position,
kids.
Yeah. The mothers, all, you yeah. know, the females always look like, hey, that's safer.
Yeah.
You know, that's where that's the mother hen you know, type of
it is. It is.
Thing.
It is. And it should be because that's the difference with men and women. I mean, that's why you have father
okay.
and
yep.
mother. So.
Yep. So really what and I know some guys said they're saying, okay, what does this have to do with trust? Well, all of it does have to do with trust.
Well, same thing with
we start to learn.
Yeah, well, with us and the Father, how they are with our children and their Father, so
exactly.
with us and our Father. So
all the more reason that Jesus talks about in the New Testament that we're all to come to him like little children. Mm.
And it's hard to do, though, as men, because you expect to just
yeah,
take
but
everything
it,
on
we're not talking
sometimes.
About being childish.
Childlike.
Childlike. Mm-hmm. And big
humility.
Difference,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's about being able to come and saying that I can trust in you, okay? And your word, as you mentioned here in Isaiah 26
three.
Verse 3. And you, as you mentioned there, what God has, what Isaiah says mm-hmm. about God, and that we can trust in him, okay? Because he is God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to, how do we get to learn and know about this God? You know, I mean, am I supposed to just drop everything and just say, okay, God, I'm, you know, that's it? Well, not necessarily.
No.
You can actually go in piecemeal, and that's usually what happens mm-hmm. with the majority of us.
Yeah.
Kind of test the waters a little bit
mm-hmm.
to see if, you know, this is something, you know, should I actually be doing something here? Should I give him a test?
Mm-hmm. Can well, I trust God, in him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's, and may God have mercy on us for doubting his sovereignty on that. But that's where, and that's why even in my own prayer life, I try not to pray that God takes away the trials that we have, because that's how we learn to trust him, is because yeah. when we go through stuff and then we come out on the other end and we see where God has worked and pulled us through, that builds our trust. And that's why God told the Israelites to remember. That's why he set certain days, so that they could remember what took place, so that they could remember his sovereignty
yes.
and his power coming through, so that they don't yes. forget. So the same thing is with our lives, is that when we have those come in our lives, that we can look back on it 10 years down the road and remember when he came through and we called on him and he took us out of that. So trials and tribulations are good. I know they suck when you're in the middle of it, but it's
yeah, but
it's
James
important.
Reminds us to actually just be consider it pure joy.
It is. Well, it is pure joy when you can trust even more in God.
Yeah, I love when all of a sudden you get lit up a little bit.
I do. I do.
All of a sudden go, man, he's already going right through this thing. We're going to take a break because he needs to read his Bible a little bit more so he understands it a little bit more. We're going to come back and we're going to continue talking about this trusting in God and what that looks like. And more importantly, I'd like to be able to talk about how the mistrust that has taken place in our lives before even knowing Christ, how that affects our relationship in trusting God today. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
If God didn't want us to eat bacon, why in tarnation would he have made pigs? Ain't no way I'm giving up my bacon or ham or bratwurst from Hempler's Meats. They're just too good to go without. And Hempler's knows you care about your family's health, so they only use all natural ingredients. Make sure you have your Hempler sausage, dogs, and brats all ready to grill. To place your order, go to Hemplers.com. You'll be as happy as a room full of kids seeing a substitute teacher on test day.
Don't have time or energy to keep up with your yard work?
That's for sure. And that's why we choose Kane's Lawn and Garden, and we have for years. If you live in Whatcom County, Kane's Lawn and Garden can help you with the mowing, the edging, the shrub care and pruning, property weed control, general property cleanup, whatever you need. Give them a call to get a quote. 360-312-9524 or visit their website, CanesLawnAndGarden.com. CanesLawnAndGarden.com.
Consider making a tax-deductible donation to help us continue providing faithplace.org.
Band of Brothers Radio.
When I hear testimonies of other men and how they've went through things, it blesses me and helps me in my walk.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
The shows I would listen to, there were so many times where they were just exactly what I needed to hear that day for my marriage or to get through the day as a mom.
The Carolyn Merriman Show.
It's really helped me to focus on meeting God every day and hearing what He has to say to me. And often that will happen when I'm listening to Carolyn's program.
Please make it possible for us to continue reaching out with the hope of Christ. Make a tax-deductible donation by clicking on the purple Donate button at faithplace.org.
You are holy, righteous, and redeemed. And every time I fall, there'll be those who will call me a mistake. Well, that's okay, because I hear a voice and He calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be enough. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world.
In the world. All right. Hey, you shouldn't sing like that. You know, people are going
to... I don't even like to hear my own voice, so I...
You
if
don't?
I had the music up real loud, then I can sing because then I don't hear myself.
Oh, man. All right, trusting God. You know, things that have taken place in our past as growing up and as children or even young adults, we end up having experiences that finding out that not everybody is trustworthy. Mm. And it yeah. really has a bearing on how we look at things and accept things in our life. For so often, as a result of being betrayed, in a sense, mm-hmm. okay, which all of us have been betrayed
in some way at some time,
to a certain mm-hmm. degree, yep. okay, and all of us have betrayed others to a yep. certain degree.
You know, that's I think what we really forget. I know I do all the time. I always focus on.
Well, I'm here to remind you that you have betrayed others, okay? Yeah, and I'll remind you that sort of thing, okay? But you're right. We have a tendency of forgetting about that part, okay? But there's two sides of the coin mm-hmm. of trust here that we've all been betrayed and we've betrayed, mm-hmm. okay, to a certain degree. Now, the fact is that, you know, I grew up in a sense of not trusting in a sense because I didn't know, especially people I didn't like. Or people I thought would cause harm to me, I didn't trust them. Even especially when they turned nice, I go, "Oh, what is it?" You know, I'm not sure, you know, what it was, but I said, "Oh, I don't know." Even as a kid, you know, I had an uncle that actually he spanked all of us when we were all the cousins were together. If somebody did wrong, I think he just loved looking to someone to hit, and you know, and we didn't have anything to do with something sometimes. Well, I didn't trust him. I didn't trust him ever. You know. And because then he act nice, I'm going, oh, that's not very.
You're always holding back, have reserve.
Yeah,
for him
yeah, and... just a little bit. You know, he says, "Oh, come on over here." Okay.
Well, that kind of sinks growing up into other relationships because you bring that in with your wife.
Exactly,
and
in every relationship. Okay, mm-hmm. It's like okay, once you know you end up getting burned or you end up feeling betrayed. Okay, in mm-hmm. a sense, or like, hey, why am I being blamed for something I didn't do?
Yeah.
You know, and yet now you want me to trust you. You know, and to do this or to go there or whatever it might be. So it has a bearing, our relationship with people, okay? Now, our relationship with Jesus, okay, with God, that has a bearing on how much we trust Him, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
we sit there and we're going through something and somebody says, you know, how about let's trust in God because mm-hmm. God will be able to pull you through this or, you know, if it be His will, however mm-hmm. it is. But mm-hmm. anyway, so maybe something comes through and you end up feeling you come through this challenge. Okay. Mm-hmm. Say, wow, I guess I can trust God. And so now you start thinking, at least I did, mm-hmm. I can trust God in everything that I end up doing. So even if it's not right.
Well, that's how the relationship is built. And same thing with others, being able to trust others. going back, I had this thing written down about not trusting what it leads to. And I think it's very much both ways, horizontally, vertically. So with God and with others, is that not being able to trust other people or God is going to lead to anxiety, which is going to lead to doubt and then to depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in my own life, I was with my wife. Before we got married, I was sleeping around, living like a child. Well, I was a child of the devil. But I took that as in the fact is I couldn't trust her because what I was doing, I was thinking everyone else was the same way how I thought. So then I was always thinking that she was always messing around on me because I was doing it to her. So and then it just, and you talk about a spiral in the mind just going crazy. And, but that's because, one of my own sin, but two, I didn't know her like I do now. I really yes. didn't spend the intimate quality time with her, get to know her. And same thing with it is with God. When we start doubting him, having anxiety about something that's going on in our life that he's not going to provide for us, that he's not going to get us through, that we're going to have to worry. I lost my job. What am I going to do? When we start having anxiety, we're going to start doubting his sovereignty over our life. Right. And then when we start doubting him, we're not going to think he's with us. And then I know that puts me into a deep depression when I don't think God is with me, because then I think I'm abandoned and I'm all alone. And it just goes, it's a roller coaster downhill.
Well, the one thing, this relationship with God is that he is teaching us how to be able to deal with life on mm-hmm. life's terms,
yeah.
Okay? but in a sense, he's showing us how to be able to do it like his son, Jesus, okay? Mm-hmm. Said, hey, follow what he has done. That's why when we look into Scripture, there is not, I have not found anything that I can't find an answer to in the Bible.
Amen.
Okay? That I've been going through or in the process of going through. There is something there,
yep.
Okay? And if I don't know where it's at, I know that I know people who might
can
know.
Help you.
And I can ask.
Well, it's also searching for it like the treasure in the field, too. You don't just look. You don't just, okay, God, here, I'm going to open the book right now.
Yeah, just let the page open up to where you want me to
read. Hey, in fact, let's go back. What was it? Gideon. Was it Gideon with the mist on the rug?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then the next day, okay, Lord, now do just the opposite. How many times I wish yes. God would do that to me? Yeah. How many times? But it doesn't come like that. It actually comes when we're least expecting it, when we're reading it, all of a sudden we have revelation that he's given us about something that's going on in our life. And it's not just because we open the book and we say, okay, God, give me the answer. We actually have to look for it with everything that we have.
And the rug is known as a fleece, by the way.
Oh.
Just, I want to let you know. It's just a woven rug.
Hey, I'm glad I got the man right, let alone the fleece.
But the fact is that we do that sometimes. With God, we say, okay, if this is going to be, then show me this, you know, and then do it this way. And it's like, but that's because of the pain that we've had endured in our past because of mistrust.
Because people have burned us. We have a hard time trusting God.
Yeah. And it's difficult. It's not the first thing that comes to mind sometimes, but the more often that we do it, it's like anything else. The more often that you, believe it or not, if you learn how to juggle, okay, mm-hmm. with a couple of balls,
I
right?
I can't juggle.
Okay, but I'm just saying, the more that you do with a couple of balls, all of a sudden you can throw a third one in there and you can just keep doing the same thing.
That's true.
All right? But it requires practice.
Amen.
It requires practice. So we have to practice our relationship in trusting God. Okay, amen. The more that we practice in trusting him, we see his sovereignty. Then we know that, hey, wait a minute, maybe what I'm wanting to get done or what I'm seeking needs to fall in line with what God's will is
amen.
For my life. All right? Not my will. Just because I think it's a great idea doesn't mean necessarily that God thinks it's a great idea. Right?
Lord, your will be done, but please, my will's pretty good too. It's pretty good. I'm pretty sure it's 98% in line with your will.
Yeah. Trust me in this. You know, it's funny, you know, you've heard the joke, you know, we just, if you want to make God laugh, all you have to do is tell him what you believe you need to be doing. right? In life, you know. Here's what I think the agenda is for today, Lord, and I'm sure you'll bring a smile to his face.
Well, I think that's where we run into a lot of problems is we get mad and frustrated with God and don't think he's coming through and answering our prayers, because all our prayers are a lot of times are for our comfort, for our benefit, for what we want, not necessarily for his will. And he isn't going to answer our prayers if they're for our will.
Yes.
I mean, and rightfully so, he shouldn't. I don't want him to, because it teaches us to yearn for a heart for him, so that I would rather have a heart for God and have all my prayers answered than have a heart for myself and have nothing answered.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing better to know that having all your prayers answered. I mean, that's a very, very good
You're talking
feeling.
About what my life looked like before Jesus.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's really what it came down to.
It is. It is. Because before Jesus, you're always, and even in the your walk, you're always trying to purge the world from you and not to be indulgent and not to want it. That way we don't pray for that kind of stuff. But when we turn everything over to him, and when we ask for and we plead for the grace to trust in him, not like we have trusted in others that have burned us, that have hurt us, that we haven't been able to trust, he will give us the grace. We just got to take that. That's why it's called faith. You can't see it, and it wouldn't be faith if we'd seen it. So that's why it's called faith, because that's what we hope in.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Well, listen, let's take another break. We'll come back, and, just curious on this thing on trusting God. Is there ever a time you think that we get to a place where we don't question it at all? We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
As iron sharpens iron, this is Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Hi, this is Raul Chavez, founder of Band of Brothers for Christ in Bellingham. And if you're a man living in our area, I'm inviting you to enjoy a free barbecue and a uniquely inspiring atmosphere for men on Tuesday nights. The men of Band of Brothers for Christ come from dozens of different churches and gather together at 6 p.m. every Tuesday night at Christ Community Church, located on the corner of Guide and Horton Roads. You'll enjoy a time of eating together, developing meaningful relationships with other men, getting inspired and equipped by God's Word, hearing amazing, radically transparent testimonies from other courageous men. Be courageous yourself and come and check us out on Tuesday night. You'll find more information at bandofbrothersforchrist.org. bandofbrothersforchrist.org. Looking forward to seeing you on a Tuesday night.
The Carolyn Merriman Show, featuring licensed therapist Carolyn Merriman.
We have a vat of emotions, most of us do, that are waiting for an outlet because they were not processed, in other words, not digested emotionally, intellectually, when the event happened, the loss, let's say. When we're young, we have a lot of room in that tank. We can put a lot of stuff in storage and it doesn't burst through the seams. But we get a little bit older and boy, you take one more thing and out spills all the feelings that are way inappropriate for the current situation, but they are linked to something quite important in the past.
The Carolyn Merriman Show, podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
There are a lot of frustrations in any given day, and you can't do much about most of them. But one frustration you can eliminate is unreliable or sluggish internet service. StarTouch Broadband Services is Washington State's largest microwave internet service provider. They would love to help you gain reliable, super quick internet service for your home or business. Get a free estimate from StarTouch and learn more about their services at StarTouch.com.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. I forgot my question that I had asked. Do you remember?
Yeah.
We got talking about scenario.
Do we ever get to the point when we... check out.
We don't question.
Or that's what it is.
We don't question. What do you think?
I would say.
Have you experienced that?
Let me put it this way. I think we need to strive. The same thing with be perfect because I am perfect.
Yes.
But we'll never be perfect. So your question is kind of like a yes or no. So can we strive for that? Yes. Will it ever be? No. And my example is right after Elijah had fire come down from heaven and burn everything, he took off running from a woman.
Yeah.
So because he feared her instead of having trusting God to protect him. And this man just brought fire down from heaven from his prayer. Mm-hmm. So that right there, I mean, if that man, and he got caught up into heaven, if that man, you know, that, you know, it's, I think it'd be arrogant to say, I will always trust in him. It'll be perfect. I'll never falter. Because every man in the Bible has done that, except for Jesus.
So really what it comes down to is that, you know, part of our paths as we're on this earth is just a short period of time. Now, so often, I mean, the verse in the Bible talks about that our life is like a vapor. It's here one moment and then next James. Moment is gone. We've all seen steam coming out of something. Okay, whether and you see the steam puff, whatever.
For a moment,
and then all of a sudden it dissipates, and then boom, it's gone. It's like it never existed. That's the same as our lives, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the time that God has given us here, the more that we seek Him and give away what He gives us, before we know it, our lives are going to be over with. We're never going to get to that place of thinking or worrying about whether or not I'm always trusting in Him and not questioning. Because we are human. We are in the flesh.
Yeah, we will.
We're going to strive for that. We're going to try to be holy because He is holy. Doesn't mean you're going to achieve it.
Yeah, you never
but
you never
need
will.
To.
But, yeah, well, He tells us to that. He tells us to do it. So that means we have to try with everything.
Paul even let us know in the New Testament. He says, try to emulate me. Try to emulate me because I'm emulating Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's trying to make it easier.
Do as I do.
Do as I do. Because, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm trying to do as He do.
Because the Word says for us to try to do exactly, be like Christ. Okay?
Well, I think, and that's where the perseverance comes in and how that creates godliness is through the trials that He gives us. And I shouldn't even say trials all the time because I think a lot of it is testing, like Job. He didn't deserve what he'd gotten. But God was strengthening him and testing his faith and building his faith. And yes, it was the devil doing it, but it was God really directing that in his life so that he could even further know him and trust in him.
And for what reason? For not only so that Job would end up receiving more in abundance than he ever had before, okay? I mean, tenfold, okay? But so that we would be able to read the story.
Everyone
and trust that, hey, what takes place in my life, if I end up trusting in God and no matter what and staying the course, okay, even when his friend said, hey, come on, man.
His wife
said, you know, what are you with this God?
What do you say, curse God and die?
Yeah. And the simple fact is that you have to maintain, you got to stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
If Moses didn't do it, you think he didn't want to give up when everybody's ready to stone him? And he says, follow me. We're going to go through this water here and, you know, whatever. And,
they came against Moses multiple times, too.
Yes. Yeah. But he stayed faithful to what God was telling him.
And he was able to stay faithful is because he stayed in relationship and communion with God.
Well, that's it.
If you separate from that.
Oh, yeah, then you're on
gone.
Your own.
Yeah, you are. You're on your own. Well, the thing is if you are not continually reading God or hearing it, your faith is going to slowly diminish. It's going to slowly just decrease and decrease. Mm-hmm. And so it is so important that we do search for it as the treasure in the field, that we turn off the game if we're not spending time with the Lord.
And one of the best ways, and let's shift into this gear here. We're talking about in trusting God. And you know that there are certain things that have happened in our lives, not only ours individually that here in this room, but for those who are listening. All of us have experienced God's faithfulness in our lives. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this.
Yeah, well, it gives us hope.
There's been something that has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is never forget where you came from.
Amen.
Okay? Never forget where you came from. Doesn't mean that you hold on to all that junk that you were, because He takes our sins and He throws them behind His back. He throws them in Micah. He talks about throwing them in the deepest part of the ocean.
As far as east to west. Yeah.
And the simple fact is that we trust in Him, okay? And in doing so, one day at a time, okay? Which really brings it into a more manageable state for us.
It
See,
does.
When I sit there and say, oh, I've got to just trust in God the rest of my life, you know, can sit there and I can
like
start thinking.
Task.
And if you're 20-some years old, you're sitting there thinking, man, I'm
planning
on being 90 years old. You know, that's a long time. So it's maybe I could do a little something now and have a little enjoyment, and I'll trust God even more later.
Yeah.
See, that those are lies from the enemy.
Amen.
Okay? Because none of us have a guarantee we're going to be here tomorrow.
No.
None of us do.
You don't want to die in the middle of that sin.
Yeah. And the simple fact is, though, is that what do we do in the meantime? Well, one of the best ways of being able to secure that relationship in God, in Jesus Christ, okay, is to actually fellowship with other brothers.
Amen.
Who are actually attempting to do the same thing.
Well, they encourage you, they uplift you, they
because
exhort
that's
you.
Part yep. of what the command comes from the Word of God, is that we are to encourage each other, to exhort each other, to be able to assist in
Amen.
Times, to
well,
be able
we,
to pray for each other.
We all at different times in our walk. See, the walk with Christ isn't a straight uphill walk. It's up and down, winding up the hill. It's
climbing a mountain.
It is sense. Exactly like the terrain is crazy, and all of us that sometimes can be. I mean, we could be the highest as high at the point, and then who we thought was
How many times have we all climbed something and said, okay,
this is it.
This is the top, and you get up there all of a sudden. What? Oh my gosh! I got to go down and back up again to something even higher. Oh my goodness!
I'm good right here. Don't let me move. I'm very comfortable. Just sustain me right here. I know this will get me to heaven. I don't need to keep, you know, getting over there. But that's when we're able to. When we go through it, we have compassion on those who are faltering, who are wavering, who are down because they're in their valley right now. We learn to have compassion on them when we go through ours.
So how often when we get into that that pre-peak area, in a sense, right, that we actually in our own heads, even though we know that we got to continue on, want to say, I want to just stop right here.
Yeah.
But you're with others, and what ends up taking place?
They keep pushing you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Or they keep pushing you, saying, hey, okay, you know what? We're going to just keep going. Let's just keep going because this is...
Well, it's just striving to be perfect is what it is. You
yes.
can't just... I mean,
yes.
I guess you could stay there and get to heaven, but how can you help others get through more challenging situations if you don't go through them?
But think about it. When we're actually on a hike and you're trying to get to the pinnacle, okay, and you know that the hope that they usually use to give you, to encourage you, is that, hey, first off, by reaching out, look at what you've been able to do because of what God has done in you, okay,
yes,
to be able to do this. But when you get there, wait till you see what you can see.
Amen.
I can't explain it to you. You'll have to experience it. But I'm going to be right here with you. When you see it, there's going to be a joy and just an awe that you've never, ever experienced before in your life. And that's part of that encouragement. It says, hey, keep going on. And when you do that with others, you know, you hear their stories, and it increases your faith.
Yep, encourage you to keep going
and
fighting.
Trust in God, saying, oh, wow, that happened to you, and you trust in God. You know, I just, we just watched a movie here, Unbroken. And I don't know if you've seen it, about the gentleman.
I was going to go see that.
That is, I highly recommend it, brother. I'm telling you. This was a movie that was true, first and foremost. There's more to the story. This gentleman here actually ended up, Billy Graham sent out a, wasn't Billy, he's a little old now, but his son, anyway, they sent a thing out about this gentleman. He came to one of Billy Graham's tent revivals.
Oh, really?
Accepted Jesus in the 40s or early 50s, I think it was, and right after he had came back from being a POW and stuff, and this is what he did. He just gave away. He started,
Amen.
Anyway, I tell you what, this guy, but what he endured, the way the things that took place and persevered, you would be able to relate with it as a man, in this case here, if you're athletic in a sense, you would really appreciate it even more. But even if you're not, you're going to sit there and you're going to go, oh my goodness, you know what? There's hope here in persevering.
Well, that kind of stuff encourages us in the same thing, the fight that we have every day in our life. And that's why, as I said earlier, when we're going through stuff, not to necessarily ask that he takes away, because when we do come out, that it's our testimony, right, of where we come from, what we've gone through, how God pulled us through so that we can encourage others and edify others and help them get through it too. So I think the main thing with trusting as God is digging into his word and allow him to work in your life. So that means if he wants you to lose your job for a season so that your finances are dwindled, that you plead with him to give you grace to get through it so that you learn to trust in him. So when we are going through that situation, there's nothing more we want. We plead with for God to take it away. But with the family as well, I know with my situation, we're my wife just got pregnant, so and we're waiting to move out. She's almost done with school, and so we're in kind of the same situation. So, and for both of us, we are both trying to encourage each other and uplift each other, and we're both going through it together. So it's but it's really building our relationship together because we're both growing in Christ together.
Yes.
So it's important that when we face things like this, that we do stay in communion with other brothers and or our wives or our spouses, so that we can use that situation to grow in God.
Yes. Yes. So. Well, congratulations again on the...
Oh, yeah. Yes. I was trying to think. I was like, what?
Oh, my goodness. The family is growing, brother.
And, yes. Amen.
So you just keep trusting God that in seeking him, that he's going to give you everything that you need to be able to get through. Amen. That might only be just an opportunity to learn from our own experiences and decisions that we've made.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to make everything perfect, but I will say this, God will bring it to a place where he actually will be glorified as a result of it.
Well, it will give our heart peace in knowing that we can fully trust. That is the ultimate.
Whoa,
when we are just in that place where we just know God has a hold of us and we are in him and with him and he's with us and nothing can shake us and move us, but we can't get to that place unless we go through things that get us to that place.
And so often it comes down to, I had mentioned before about our lives, today is the day that we need to be focused in staying locked in him.
One day at a time.
Just for today.
And even hour by hour if you're at a position.
Whatever that means, but just where you're at today, this is the day that he's given us. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, but by only today. And that's where he says, do not be anxious about tomorrow, okay? He uses it in another translation, do not worry about tomorrow, okay? Let's take care of this day. I'm going to give you everything that you need for this day. So trust in me, okay?
Amen.
And as a result of that, when we do that, then all of a sudden we find ourselves actually feeling peace, a sense of acceptance of everything that's going on around us, of maybe a desire to help those who are in need, to give them the same
a
thing
heart
that
for
you,
God's
that,
people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To,
give away
to be able to give them what you have already, which is, in this case here, maybe that trust in God that maybe they don't see or have right now. And as a result of that, what ends up taking place is that people get lit up and more people are benefiting. They're no longer in that mode of destruction, and they're looking for that hope.
That light.
And that hope is in Jesus, right?
Amen.
And that's the one that you bring into their lives. It starts off with our children, our wives, people that we influence.
Interact with, yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's about being able to give that away. First, you have to receive it.
Amen.
And in receiving it, just humble ourselves and submit to him completely.
Get in his word.
There you go.
Eat it.
Ah.
Eat it. Chew it up.
There you go. Well, hey, nice job on this.
Oh, thank you.
New daddy again
coming up.
But you need to love your wife even more because she's going to endure a lot more challenges than you will.
Amen.
Brother. So,
amen.
Anyway, I know you'll be good.
Just real quick, she's trying to go through the childbirth naturally.
Yes.
And I read her Genesis chapter 3 about how she's like, that's what my husband does, about how they're supposed to suffer more for child labor.
Okay, how about you pray for the brothers who are listening?
Oh, Father, I thank you so much for the things that you do put us through that teach us to trust in you and to rely completely on you. I ask for your grace upon those out there who are struggling with stuff. Father, give them grace to trust in you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.